In his youth, writer Colin Berry moved to California in search of the hip, the cool, the edgy. But recently, he found out that the hometown he fled had more edge than he ever thought.
17 years ago, I packed up my CRX and headed west, a young man with delusions of grad school and a California dream. More than anything, I wanted to escape my hometown, a 6-mile square lined with fast food joints and drive-through banks. Longmont, Colorado, whose population had tripled in the years I lived there, was a place where kids in Transams dragged Main Street, where Baptist churches outnumbered bookstores, and the town's best Mexican restaurant was owned by Nick McChesney, an Irishman. Longmont was a poster city for poorly planned sprawl, and I couldn't wait to get away from it. So imagine my shock at opening the current issue of Dwell magazine, an arbiter of hip domestic style, to find Longmont, or more specifically one of its subdivisions, labeled America's Coolest Neighborhood. America's Coolest Neighborhood? In my hometown? Yet here was a cover story on Prospect, an 80-acre subdivision a mile from Mom's, whose designers have built an organic layout of funky home designs, crazy color schemes, and street names like Tenacity Drive, Neon Forest, and Incorrigible Circle. When I was growing up in Longmont, streets were named for presidents or colleges. My friends lived on Lincoln Street or Baylor Drive. The summer I worked at the flower shop, I could no more have imagined delivering roses to the color of Neon Forest and Tenacity than I could have to the moon. Now, it seemed, my hometown was, if not turning, at least starting to turn cool. I remembered Longmont as a checkerboard of bland subdivisions and tract homes, of bored, lonely, uncool suburbanites painfully disconnected from their neighbors. Yet Dwell makes me wonder if I have that wrong. It reports how new urbanist communities across the country are shifting away from traditional architecture and other older ideas about neighborhood living. It turns out suburban style isn't an oxymoron after all. One of my most vivid Longmont memories was its symphony orchestra, whose audience would applaud passionately any time there wasn't music playing, like between movements of a symphony or during rests. Yet what I saw as Longmont's hayseed naivete may have actually predicted Prospect's success. Maybe Longmont wanted to embrace cool all along, but wasn't sure how to do it. 17 years ago, I moved to San Francisco, where Mexicans own the Mexican restaurants and symphony goers know when to clap. For years, I'd been trying to escape my provincial past, to find the edge of the continent, to be edgy. Now, according to Dwell anyway, it turns out my hometown can be edgy too. The next time I sit down to write, I think I'll try to imagine life for someone living at the corner of Neon Forest and Tenacity.
Colin Berry currently resides in Guerneville, California.